American Family News, I'm Robert Thornton. President Donald Trump described his meeting with Chinese leader Xi Jinping as a roaring success. The two leaders agreed to roll back some tariffs and allow rare earth minerals to be exported from China. Here's Fox Business's Edward Lawrence.
The president saying that this agreement allows the export now of rare earth minerals to go around the globe. It's being described to me at the White House that this is sort of bringing the break in the chill that has fallen over the relationship between the U.S. and China. After both sides released glowing readouts, the Chinese saying this: China will further deepen reform across the board, expand opening up, and promote higher quality economic growth while achieving an appropriate increase in economic output and advance well-rounded human development and common prosperity for all.
Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent says China agreed to purchase 25 million metric tons of U.S. soybeans every year for the next 3 years. There are some notable elections next week in Virginia, New Jersey, and New York. Matt Carpenter, director of FRC Action, made these comments on Washington Watch.
Virginia and New Jersey are sort of considered bellwethers. Oftentimes, Virginia will elect a governor of the opposite party from whoever won the previous presidential election. That has kind of held historically. There's been a few exceptions for that. So there's a lot of eyes on Virginia in that race. You've got Democrat Abigail Spanberger facing off against Republican Winsome Earl Sears. Now, Spanberger has held a pretty consistent lead outside the margin of error in that one.
He also talked about the Virginia Attorney General's race that features current Attorney General Jason Meares and Democrat challenger Jay Jones.
The text messages from Democrat nominee for Attorney General Jay Jones came to light, where he fantasized about the violent deaths of his political opponents and their families. And so that has kind of thrown a lot up in the air. We've seen some of the polling sort of start to sink for some of the Democratic candidates. So it seems to be tightening, but I would say the Democrats are certainly probably favored in that one. Much closer contest in New Jersey, where you've got Republican Jack Cittarelli, I believe I'm saying that correctly, who almost actually won in 2021.
He said it's a much closer contest in New Jersey, where Republican Jack Cittarelli is taking on Democrat Representative Mikey Sherrill for the governor's spot. He said the New York City election has far-left candidate Zohran Mamdani in the lead over former Democrat Governor Andrew Cuomo and Republican Curtis Sliwa. A Christian family advocacy group in Texas says the Texas Supreme Court has issued a major victory for religious liberty in a same-sex marriage lawsuit. Here's AFN's Bronson Woodruff.
A Texas judge named Diane Hensley came under fire herself in a legal challenge that Jonathan Covey of Texas Values says has ended positively.
The Texas Supreme Court just did a rule change with the Code of Judicial Ethics. So what we're talking about here is Canon 4 of the Texas Code of Judicial Conduct.
He explained a lot of people don't hear about the canons, but he explained they are the whole framework for everything for a judge, how judges are supposed to act, what qualifies as partiality and impartiality, and proper performance of their judicial duties.
Judge Hensley is an elected justice of the peace from McLennan County, and in 2019 she received a complaint about she was not performing same-sex wedding ceremonies.
Covey said the Judicial Conduct Commission actually reprimanded her, and then she filed a lawsuit against them.
Late in 2019, there was a lower court ruling that said she was barred from continuing her lawsuit because she had skipped the internal appeal process for the Judicial Conduct Commission.
So he said she went to the Texas Supreme Court on that question. He added the case was pretty well tied up in the courts for a while, but now
the Texas Supreme Court came out with a change that said that the Canon 4 cannot be interpreted against a judge who decides not to perform same-sex wedding ceremonies because of sincerely held religious beliefs. And this is a welcome and a long overdue clarification from the Texas Supreme Court.
I'm Bronson Woodruff.
Daylight saving time ends this Sunday at 2 a.m. A new AP NORC poll finds only 12% of U.S. adults favor it, which has people in most states changing the clocks twice a year. While 47% are opposed to it, 40% are neutral. And that is all our time for now. See more news at AFN.net.